And hello to you. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth again. I thank you and welcome you again to another recording as we study God's Word and doctrine from the Word of God to see what God has said. See what the Bible has said, and not what we think it says or not what we suppose or estimate that it says, but what it actually says. And what a blessing it brings into our lives to know what the Bible says. And the Bible says to have a conscience that's clear before men, and that is clear before God. And if a man lives like that and he has a conscience that's clear with all men, even your enemies, the Bible says when a man's ways pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And that doesn't mean that they love you all of a sudden. It just means that they ain't got anything to say. They hold their peace against you, because when your ways please the Lord, there's nothing that a man can say to you concerning the way that you live and everything. He said to have a conscience always without offense between yourself and men, and you and the Lord. Keep that open between you and the Lord to where you can say Lord and He'll say yes right away, you know, not have to tell you, well, we need to take care of this matter first before we talk about that, you know, none of that. But anyway, we're going to talk about the Bible again today. And on our last lesson, we ended up talking about why do we need the Bible, remember? And we went over some scriptures there in Psalm chapter 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Revelation 21, verse 5 says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write. For these words are true and faithful. Now, we don't have to talk about whether or not we have the Word of God anymore. We've already been over that sometime in our lesson already as we begin this study in B. And we know that we have God's Word, and we know that it's here, and we know that God has given us His inspired Word, and that it liveth and abideth forever, and that it is inspired by Him, and it is preserved by Him, and has been kept with copies, and that the original autographs are Mickey Mouse, make-believe, hocus-pocus, whatever else you want to add to that, and not worth spending any brain time or brain food over. We'll just take our Bible in the English that God has given us, that is inspired, that we know that God the Holy Ghost has already bore witness with our spirits that it is, and that it's truth, and that it's alive, and we'll carry on with that. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. We're talking about why do we need the Bible. Well, first of all, we need the Bible because the Bible is our spiritual food. Remember? And then the Bible talks about the Word of God and the Scriptures as being food for us. But he answered and said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. There it is compared as being bread for us, the Lord Jesus Christ talking. And then we talked about 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, remember, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. He's making a comparison on the how they've grown as Christians, Brother Paul there in 1 Corinthians, and telling them that they were still on milk of the Word and not able to bear the meat of the Word. So there is part of God's Word that is that even gets more nutritional for us spiritually as we grow in the Word. The Word becomes more, it handles every aspect of our nutrition spiritually. It handles us when we're babes and able to take care of us when we're babes. And then as we grow into adolescence, and then as we grow into teenager, and as we grow into young adulthood, and then grow into being elders, the scriptures follow right along and lead us right through all of it and give us the nutrients that we need spiritually and all the food that we need for us to be The Bible says conforming us into the image of Christ. Okay, and then we also spoke about Hebrews chapter 5, verse, I think that's where we left off last time, but I never did read that, but I give it to you, and I hope you read it, and I think you did, didn't you? Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 and 13 says, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe." And notice the difference in drinking milk of the word and using meat of the word has to do with your skill in the word of God. So the word of God is also a tool for us, and it's something that we use in our lives, something that you have to have skill for. And the Lord is busy teaching us. God, the Holy Ghost, is busy teaching us and teaching us how to be skillful with the word. Not manipulative, but using it skillfully as Christians and using it in our lives to make us more pleasing to our Lord and more fruitful for our Lord. Now, in Psalm chapter 19 and verse 10, now we're still talking about, according to the scriptures, the Bible is our spiritual food. Why do we need the Bible? Because it's our spiritual food. In Psalm 19, verse 10, it says, "More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." The Bible uses the honeycomb and the honey. And you know how nutritional honey and honeycomb is and how sweet it is to the taste. And if you've had and spent any time in the Word of God, God the Holy Ghost has made that Bible sweet to you sometimes, hasn't he? He has to me. And I love it when it's that way. And then Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, the Bible says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." And the Bible is the joy and rejoicing of our heart when we partake of them. And so we see that one reason that we need the scriptures is spiritually, it is our spiritual food. It is our spiritual food. Okay, another reason that we need the Bible is because the Bible keeps us from sin. Psalm chapter 119, verse 11. The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." When we hide God's word in our heart, God the Holy Ghost brings it to our remembrance and reminds us what the will of God is and what the will of God is not, and helps us not to sin against our Lord. So why do we need the Bible? Because the Bible keeps us from sin. Okay, in Psalm chapter 119, 105, the Bible says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Now, according to this scripture, the Bible is life's what? What would you use as your own words in that? According to that scripture, why do we need the Bible? According to that scripture, the Bible's our life's what? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Bible is life's what? Light? Searchlight? The Bible is our light. It illuminates things for us. It clears over. It shows us where the next step is. It shows us where to walk. It shows us. It lightens things up. What am I trying to say? It gets rid of the darkness in our life. It illuminates life for us. Why do we need the Bible? Because we need light. We need light. The Bible says, walking around in darkness, lost and without God in the world. And that's the way we were before we were born again and before the Lord illuminated us to the Word of God and to the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 3:16, why do we need the Bible? We need the Bible because it's our spiritual food. We need the Bible because it keeps us from sin. And over in Hebrews, we was talking about that. In Hebrews, verse 4:12, it said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So according to the Bible, the scriptures, the Bible is our spiritual what? The Bible is our spiritual sword. It is a weapon for us to use. It is a defensive weapon and an offensive weapon. It's our spiritual sword. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, it says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We use the Scriptures to defend ourselves and for offense for ourselves in life, in spiritual matters. And the Bible says, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." So we use the Bible. Why do we need the Bible? Because it's our spiritual sword. It keeps us from sin. It is our light. It is our illumination about what life is. And then in 2 Timothy chapter 3:16, the Bible says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." So according to 2 Timothy there, the Bible is profitable for what? It's profitable for doctrine. That's what's right. It's profitable for reproof. That's what's wrong. It's profitable for what else? Correction. And that's how to get it right. And then it's profitable for instruction in righteousness. And that's how to keep it right. So all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. We talked about that a couple lessons ago. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Why do we need the Bible? Because every one of us need to know what doctrine is. We need to know what the bottom line truth is about matters, where we won't be led astray by deceivers and people trying to tell us that we came from monkeys and all kind of godly, stupid, ignorant stuff like that. And then for reproof, we need to be corrected. You see what happens to children that aren't corrected. You see what happens to society when it doesn't have correction. The Bible says, because sentence against an evil work is not exercised speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men are fully set in them to do evil. Because they don't discipline sin right away, sin just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and more and more and more. The Bible tells us that. Okay, it's good for reproof, for correction. It tells us not only that we're wrong, but it tells us how to fix it. All right, and then instruction in righteousness and how to keep it right. Not only it tells us what is right, what is wrong, how to get it right, and how to keep it right. Why do we need the Bible? Because that's exactly our nature, isn't it? We need that. We need correcting. We need to be told what's right and what's wrong, what's in and out, what's up and down. We don't need any of this relativism. What's right for you is for you, and what's right for me. Well, I think it's right. I think it's right for me to take a 45 and go over and put a bullet in your head. And I don't think that, but I mean, if that's right for me, I mean, it's right for me. Might not be right for you, but it's right for me. That's the kind of thinking that you got in the world today, you see. And it's stupid, and it's ignorant, and it's not scriptural, and there's nothing right about it. Now, why do we need the Bible? We need a Bible to keep our minds working in the right direction and thinking right. And being able to focus and think about what is truth and what's not truth, and to discern, for discernment, to be able to make a difference and be able to divide what's truth and what's not truth, so we know what side to be on, you see. Because there's a lot of confusion in the world, and the Bible says that the devil's going to, at the very last part of the scriptures, when it talks about the devil, the Bible goes out and the devil goes out, the Bible says, "He that deceived the entire world." Now that's some kind of deceiving there. Deceived the entire world. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18 says, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Why do we need the Bible? We need the Bible because the Bible, the Word of God, is for our comfort. It comforts us. The Bible says, have you ever been scared of a man? I mean, man, society, the media, all of your TV on that one-eyed monster, that one-eyed wicked monster, that glass monster you're watching in your living room all the time, or if you watch it, but that poison that they're advertising, and that thing gets me. I sit down in front of it. It just holds me down on that couch for about 6-7 hours straight, you know, and I have to peel my way away from that stupid thing. And you'd be surprised how much worldliness that thing can put in your mind in a matter of no time. And it's all done, the media and all these things. And we need God's Word to keep us straight about our thinking. And in Psalm chapter 119, verse 50, the Bible says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." You see, we need God's word because it comforts us and it quickens us. And the world uses fear. The world, one of the world's motivators to try to get you to buy anything. I mean, you look at it and just look at it real deep and study it for a day or two about what the world uses to try to get you to buy, to sell, to move, to pay your bill, to do this, to do that. They use fear. And they say they don't know anything about fear. And you see all this stuff about fear, I ain't scared. And you see all this stuff about no fear and no fear wear, hats and shirts and shoes and all this no fear stuff. People are scared to death today of everything. And you know, the Bible is our comfort. In the scriptures in Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12, the Bible says, I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? That's what God thinks about it, and that's what God tells us in the scriptures. You know, I need to hear verses like that, because man tries to scare me to death. He threatens me every day with some kind of fear, and he does you too. And we need the scriptures, because we need the scriptures because we have a wonderful God that is real, that has given us this word that lives. And if we will study and understand and honor his word in our lives, God will back up our lives and our safety and our comfort with his power. The Lord will back us up. You know, one thing that's wonderful about our God is that he has the power to back up what he says. That's what's different about him. Now, so why do we need the Bible? We need the Bible because it comforts us. And in Psalm 119:50, we read that. It says, "This is my comfort in my affliction." And affliction does come, doesn't it? "For thy word hath quickened me." It's made me alive. It's given me life. It's kept me alive. All right. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 32, the Bible says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified." Why do we need the Bible? Why do we need the Bible? The Word of God is our what? The Word of God is able to build us up. It's our confidence, isn't it? "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Why do we need the Bible? Because we need confidence. We need confidence. The Word of God is our strength. It's our confidence. Why do I believe what I believe? Why do I stand and live my life the way that I live it? Because I understand what God says, and God's Word gives me strength that He's going to back up what He has told me. And I know and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Everything that God has told me that I have believed in and that I am still believing in and going to continue to believe in all the way to the end, I know that the Lord's going to come through for me and for you. Don't you? It's our confidence. It's our strength. Why do we need the Bible? What would we do without it? You know how wishy-washy everybody is nowadays without the Word of God? And they go here for strength and go there for strength and go here for confidence and go there for confidence. You know why they sell so much stinking alcohol? You know why all the drug world is so prominent nowadays and everybody can sell their dope? Because people ain't got no strength. They ain't got no confidence. They got to have that false confidence. They got to have that dope. There ain't enough dope in the world to make you confident. It'll make you temporary confident. All the alcohol. And all the booze. And all the spirits. And all that stuff. You know what all that's for? It's for false confidence. It's for false strength. Because you wake up in the morning and you got to go back and get some more strength. We get in the Word of God. God's Word is not changing. It doesn't change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And we can trust His Word. We can depend on it and keep it and memorize it and stake our lives and our souls on it, and it won't change, and He won't change. You're not going to be any surprises with the Lord except for the lost. And that's not going to really be a surprise either, because they know what's coming. And what they are going to be surprised about is when they see Him face to face. That's going to be a surprise. And we're going to admire Him and be so thankful to be with Him, aren't we? Why do we need the Bible? Because it's our strength and our confidence. Every man who has not made preparations for eternity is a fool. Any man in America, or woman in America, or any child that can read in America has absolutely no excuse for not being saved. No excuse. They have heard the Word of God. God has graciously given us His Word, given us the Word of His grace. The Bible says in Hebrew, in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, excuse me, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, it says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will. Nobody has an excuse. You know, without excuse. And we should be diligent and take heed, the Bible says, to what God has said and is saying, because it will come to pass. May we never, ever be found in our person or character to be standing on the opposing side of the Lord and His words, no matter what anyone says. Your choice and your eternity. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, verse 7 through 19, it says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, so I swear in my wrath they shall not enter into my rest. Cost them 40 years, didn't it? Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. But we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them that believe not, so we see that they could not enter because of unbelief. Now we know that we're going to heaven, and we have our salvation is based on grace through believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's nothing that can take that away from you, ever. But your fellowship and your walk with the Lord is determined on your allegiance to the Lord and your devotion to the Lord and your relationship with the Lord. And we're in a battle. Why do we need the Bible? We absolutely need the Bible. You know what you need to do? You need to make a decision, make it your decision, and then stick to it. Make a decision, make it your decision, and then stick to it. So we've talked about the subject of why do we need the Bible. Lots of reasons why we need the Bible, even more than what we've talked about today, but good reasons. Spiritual food. We've got to be fed. All right. Spiritual strength. Spiritual confidence. Spiritual comfort. And the Word of God even helps us over in our physical lives. It keeps this flesh at bay, doesn't it? It sure does. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh warreth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Okay, but Paul says that through Jesus Christ and through the written Word of God that we can overcome. And we can. So, let me give you these scriptures, and we will... Here we go. What should we do with the Bible? You ready? Here's the scriptures for the day. John chapter 5, verse 39. Excuse me. I messed that up real good, didn't I? Why do we need the Bible today? Why do we need the Bible? Here's the scriptures. That one I give you, we're going to talk about next. That's the next thing we're going to talk about on our next recording, and that'll be toward the end of our lesson there. Maybe that'll be our last lesson. The next one, what should we do with the Bible, is going to be our next subject. And that was the first scripture that goes along with that. You can go ahead and read that ahead of time since I've given it to you, John 5:39. But the scriptures for today are why do we need the Bible? It's Psalm 14:1, there we go. And Revelation chapter 21 verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 2. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12 and 13. Psalm chapter 19 verse 10, Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17, Psalm chapter 119 verse 11, and then verse 105, and 2 Timothy chapter 3:16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4:18, Psalm chapter 119 verse 50, Acts chapter 20 verse 32, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1 through 4, Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7 through 19, and that's it. That's the scriptures for today. And I think one or two of them at the end there we never did read. And you'd be good to go and read that. Concerning why do we need the Bible today? You know, God's Word doesn't hide in a corner. It's very honest and very open and very to the point about why we need it. And God is not, the Bible says God is not ashamed to be our God. Why would we dare be ashamed to be His children? We're adopted sons of God in the family of God. And we are accepted in the beloved. And we're welcome. And you're known by you're known by name. And you are members particular. And you have a place. And we're going to find, the good thing about it is that we're going to find even more about all these promises out in the future. It's just going to get better and better and better. All you have to do is love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and sincerity and truth. That we be sincere and we serve the Lord because we love Him and because we want to and not because we have to. Why do we need the Bible? So we're talking about the Word of God in the ABCs of Christian growth and talking about the letter B, the Bible. And we found out quite a bit so far, haven't we? Very simple, very fundamental, very ABC-like, and very good stuff. I love talking about God's Word, and the devil hates it. He hates it with everything. He hates it with everything else talking about the Word of God. I told you that before, remember? Okay, but make a decision. Make it your decision. And then stick to it. And in the next recording, we're going to talk about what should we do with the Bible. And that will close out our, the Lord willing, that will close out our study on the letter B of the Bible. And then we'll be going into our study of the letter C, and that will be concerning the church. The church. And you don't want to miss that. That's good stuff. But we're studying what the Bible says, and we're studying doctrine. We're studying what the Bible says, not what people think it says or not what they imagine it to say, but what does it say? And that's where we can rest, and we can have comfort and have good rest and be able to rest that we are pleasing to the Lord and we're walking pleasing before His eyes. So the Lord bless you, and I thank you for listening to this, and thank you for studying God's Word, and most of all, thank you for honoring our Lord. He loves you, and I love you with Christ's love, and that's a different kind of love than the world. Bye-bye.